My name is Aaron Gitlin, and I'm a Jew currently in Geraldton, Western Australia.
On Friday, you'll be celebrating Passover. Can you tell us a bit about what that is and what you celebrate?
Sure. Passover is a week-long celebration. It's based on the Hebrew calendar, so it changes every year from the Gregorian calendar. But this year, it starts this Friday, April 6th. And it's basically the celebration of the Jews escaping slavery from Egypt 5,000 years ago.
This weekend, what will you be doing? How do you celebrate it each year?
So the crux of the holiday is the Passover Seder. Now, that's the ritualistic dinner that most families will have on the first night of Passover, sometimes the second as well. You've actually maybe seen it before in Da Vinci's The Last Supper. If you know that painting, that's actually Jesus and his disciples celebrating Passover and having the Seder. So the family gets together, and it's important that it's family because it's a very youth and child-oriented holiday. Passover is very hands-on, it's very interactive. There's a lot of symbolistic foods, questions back and forths, people talking to each other, activities, all this kind of stuff. And the whole idea is to interact completely with both your family, the holiday, and your religion. Just a celebration of being Jewish and being alive. It's a pretty important holiday. Like if you went to Israel, Christmas might come and go and you might not notice it. But if you were there for Passover, lots of businesses would be closed down for the week.
Can you take us through some of the customs and the rituals?
The basics are all on the Seder plate, which has, depending on your tradition and your family, might be a little bit different. But you'll start off with a vegetable and salt water, and there's a small prayer, and that's passed around, and the kids are all supposed to watch and participate if they can as well. And that's to symbolize the salty water is to symbolize the tears of being in slavery, and so that's one of the first ones. And throughout the service, there's actually quite a lot of wine drunk. The commandment is to drink 4 glasses of wine throughout the service. And that's all part of, despite going through all these bad times, that we're free now. And so we can be happy and celebrate. So you start off with some prayers, some wine. Then we get into the service. So salt water is one of the first ones. And there's the maror, which is a horseradish that you eat. And that's, again, to symbolize the bitterness. And eventually, you work your way into sweeter food. There's choroset. That's a sweet mix of, like, apples, honeys, nuts. And that's to symbolize kind of the sweetness of freedom. But the most important and symbolic food of all that you can't really have Passover without is matzah. And matzah is an unleavened bread. And the symbol of that is when the Jews were enslaved and finally were able to get free, they had no notice. So they had to quick pack up and run out as quickly as they could before the Pharaoh chased after them. So they had to take the bread out of the oven before it was baked and take whatever they could have. And so to symbolize that and to celebrate it, Jews, instead of eating leavened bread for that whole week, so no sandwiches or anything like that, they eat only matzah, which is this, it looks like a big flat cracker.
So, do you enjoy it?
It's actually probably my favorite holiday because it's something you can do at home. It's something you can do with your friends and family. I think a lot of people find it quite interesting. Yeah, I think for a lot of people, especially progressive and reformed Jews, it's become a symbol of freedom and slavery everywhere and among all people. I think, yeah, probably every Seder I've ever been to has brought up at least something, whether it's, a recent war. You know, I remember talking about like Bosnia and Kosovo when I was a kid, and just other current events often affect what people think about and bring up.
So do you say Happy Passover or anything like that? Is there a greeting that you can share?
Yeah, you could say Good Pesach. Pesach's the Hebrew word.
Happy Pesach.
Yeah.